The wrath of the Lamb? What is it? When is it? There has been confusion surrounding several key scriptures, thanks mainly to denominational differences and poor methodology of interpretation and incorrect explanation or analysis of text. I am not a theologian, nor am I an expert, but with prayer and diligent study, the Word of God is meant to be understood when kept in the context of the entire Bible. Therefore, now as to the periods and the end times, brothers and sisters, you have no need of anything to be written to you. Verse 2. For you yourselves know full well that the day of the Lord is coming just like a thief in the night. Verse 3. While they are saying, peace and safety, then sudden destruction will come upon them like labor pains upon a pregnant woman, and they will not escape. Verse 4. But you, brothers and sisters, are not in darkness, so that the day would overtake you like a thief. Verse 5. For you are all sons of light and sons of day. We are not of night nor of darkness. Verse 6. So then, let's not sleep as the rest of the others do, but let's be alert and self-controlled and sober. Verse 7. For those who sleep, sleep at night, and those who are drunk, get drunk at night. Verse 8. But since we are of the day, let's be self-controlled and sober, having put on the breastplate of faith and love, and as a helmet, the hope of salvation. Verse 9. For God has not destined us for wrath, but for obtaining salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 10. Who died for us, so that whether we are awake or asleep, we will live together with him. Verse 11. Therefore, comfort and encourage one another and build one another up, just as you also are doing. 1 Thessalonians 5:1. The sixth seal, the wrath of the Lamb. Revelation 6:12. And I looked when he broke the sixth seal, and there was a great earthquake, and the sun became as black as sackcloth made of hair, and the whole moon became like blood. Verse 13, and the stars of the sky fell to the earth, as a fig tree drops its unripe figs when shaken by a great wind. Verse 14, the sky was split apart like a scroll when it is rolled up, and every mountain and island was removed from its place. Verse 15, then the kings of the earth and the eminent people, and the commanders and the wealthy and the strong, and every slave and free person hid themselves in the caves and among the rocks of the mountains. Verse 16, and they said to the mountains and the rocks, fall on us and hide us from the sight of him who sits on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. Verse 17, for the great day of their wrath has come, and who is able to stand? An important distinction. The placement of these verses 12 through 17 of chapter 6 of the Revelation is telling. They come after tribulation seals 1 through 5, which throughout the Bible are consistently referred to as the tribulation period, or the times of distress, as opposed to what follows, which is the great tribulation, the great and terrible day of the Lord, or the wrath of the Lamb. What do we know so far? The Lord is coming just like a thief in the night. While they are saying, peace and safety, then sudden destruction will come upon them like labor pains upon a pregnant woman, and they will not escape. Verse 4. But you, brothers and sisters, are not in darkness, so that the day would overtake you like a thief. God has not destined us for wrath, but for obtaining salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. This occurs after the fifth tribulation seal, with the breaking of the sixth tribulation seal, comes Revelation 6, verse 16, and the wrath of the Lamb, Revelation 6, verse 17, the great day of their wrath has come. Next we see in Revelation 14, 9, then another angel, a third one, followed them, saying with a loud voice, if anyone worships the beast and his image and receives a mark on his forehead or on his hand, verse 10, he also will drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is mixed in full strength in the cup of his anger, and he will be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb.
Revelation 15:1. Then I saw another sign in heaven, great and marvelous, seven angels who had seven plagues, which are the last, because in them the wrath of God is finished.
Finally, and while we are at it, three great denominational misconceptions. Misconception -1, all the tribulation seals are broken after the rapture. Correction to misconception -1. The tribulation seals 1 through 5 have been broken as early as the birth of Christ through AD 95 and have been progressively overlapping and intensifying to this day. The Great Tribulation, also known as the Great and Terrible Day of the Lord or the Wrath of the Lamb and the Rapture, occur at or near the breaking of the Sixth Tribulation Seal. Please refer to just before the Rapture. Misconception -2, the Antichrist will not be revealed until after the Rapture. Correction to misconception -2, The Antichrist is revealed after the Great Apostasy, the Fifth Tribulation Seal, and before the rapture of the Church. See 2 Thessalonians 1:4. Misconception hash 3, the mark of the beast will be given before the rapture. Correction to misconception hash 3, the mark of the beast comes after the rapture. It will not be given until the sixth tribulation trumpet. See the placement of Revelation 14:9. The scriptures encourage us to be like the Bereans, noble-minded, receiving the word with great eagerness, examining the scriptures daily to see whether these things are so. Your brother and friend, Mike Young,